My party has fielded me to run for the top job in the land with the expectation that we will win the next election and be declared and take over the reins of power in Uganda. But with that said, I must also add that we know that in our country, elections are not well managed, and therefore it becomes necessary for us to work around that particular issue in as far as electoral malpractices and other forms of uneven electioneering playgrounds are concerned. So yes, we expect to win, be declared, and run the country for the next 5 years.
Since you have been elected, even newspapers in Uganda are saying, will Patrick Amuria succeed where Besigye failed? What do you tell people when they bring up such issues?
I think the people are actually right to ask such questions and to shed doubt on what we are doing. And so we have got a double strategy, whereas we go into the election on the platform of using civil means to win the election. We are not oblivious of the fact that this may not happen, and therefore we have a plan that we dub Plan B, and this is a plan where we will keep struggling, not within the electoral platform, but by using power of the people, as is enshrined in Article 3 of the Constitution of the Republic.
So, Patrick, initially you say that elections are not particularly well managed in Uganda. How do you expect to be different next year?
Well, of course, one needs to understand that we are an experienced party that has gone through all sorts of electoral processes which have been unfair, largely, and that within the period we have been in those unfair elections, we have learned one lesson or two. And so we've been looking at the register very, very closely to see that it does not change so much or doesn't change at all. And in any case, if it has to change, then it has to be, that change must be legal. And so apart from that also, our people are being prepared early enough in anticipation of an unlevel playing field, but also in anticipation of outright cheating by the Electoral Commission. We definitely at this point have got the great disadvantage that this election is not going to be observed by international monitors, electoral observers, and we are going to have to rely on local observers. But we as a political party will also be putting in place vigilante observers who, although they may not be the official observers of the election, will play an active role in ensuring that electoral malpractice does not take place.
Now, Patrick, both international and local political analysts are of the opinion the lack of unity among all opposition groups, it paves way for President Museveni to win re-election because there's not a single presidential candidate that all opposition groups will rally around to defeat him. How do you address this?
I think that the analysis that is being advanced by local observers may not be exactly accurate. What I believe is that it largely depends on when the opposition wants to unite. It would definitely be a great idea for us to have a single presidential candidate, but having a single presidential candidate by itself is not a panacea for overwhelming the administration in this country. It is possible that multiple candidates uniting at a certain point after elections, depending on how we fare, would make more sense.